It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and joining us over the phone today, Dave Green of the Wheat Quality Council. And Dave, you and I were chatting just before we came on air. You guys just wrapped up some meetings. Tell us more about these meetings and the conversations you guys were having.
Yeah, so there's always, it's kind of an interesting exercise because the weather has such a big part of what we end up having for quality. As you know, if the weather's too hot and dry, the yields are down, the wheat kernels are thinner, and it throws off wheat quality with these environmental effects. So what we see every year is that the ones with inherently good quality tend to stand out or be a little better than the other wheat varieties, no matter what conditions they're grown in. So sometimes all the wheat looks pretty good, and some are just slightly better. Some years, all of them look bad, except for a handful that have fought through it and look better. So I don't remember the details of each one this year, but I know that the wheat breeders from the universities and from these private companies kind of value this data. It's data that they can't get anywhere else, and they're very attentive to the needs. You know, again, these are elite lines that are probably 10 to 12 years in the making. So these plant breeders are sorting these out, eliminating the bad ones, encouraging the good ones to move on. And by the time they get to us, they're ready to release. So they're ready to go to the farmers. And usually they do go to the farmers. A handful will be not released because of something we said or some other character flaw that has just been uncovered. But these plant breeders have a lot of money invested in these lines by the time we see them. And so they're very attentive to what we think of their varieties.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So Dave, you're talking and I'm now thinking about the wheat producer in Nebraska or Kansas or wherever it's at. What do they take home from those conversations and the work you guys do? Does that question make sense?
Yeah, particularly with the context of every individual farmer knows he needs to plant the highest yielding varieties on his farm that he can grow and get a hold of, because he's going to get paid on yield. There's no question about that. I don't know that that's going to change in my lifetime, but there's not a lot of, some years there's a protein premium if something odd happens, but for the most part, the Nebraska farmer, for example, is going to get paid on bushels delivered to the elevator. So it's critical to him that he buys the varieties that have the best disease packages, the best that handle their soil conditions better, so that he can get the highest yield possible. However, there is an end use for the wheat that isn't the feedlot. So unlike the other feed grains like corn and sorghum and such, there is a quality that's part of the equation, and it's the part that the millers are focused on. You know, how is this going to bake? Are our customers going to be happy? So all that leads to, you know, we don't necessarily want farmers to grow varieties that don't yield well just because they're better quality. But we do want everybody to realize there is a quality component to wheat that needs to be addressed, and it's being addressed through the Wheat Quality Council, with the idea of taking a look at what's going on, providing feedback to them, with the idea, our hope is that quality is a consideration when they're breeding their wheats, that they'll continue to breed wheats that are going to meet the needs of the industry and their export markets. And so, you know, it is a split goal. We don't line up with the goals of each individual farmer, but we want Nebraska to be known for good quality wheats. And so we work with their plant breeders to make sure it's a part of what they're doing.
Yeah, a dynamic relationship, it sounds like. Dave, what else is important to mention that we missed? Anything?
You know, we work very closely with the Nebraska group, from Royce and his group at Nebraska Wheat. and Catherine Frells, who's the breeder at Nebraska that comes to our meetings and supplies us with samples. And then Lan Xu is their chemist there, who is one of our cooperators. And so Nebraska is a big partner of the Wheat Quality Council, and we certainly appreciate that.
Excellent. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Reports. Again, we've been visiting with Dave Green of the Wheat Quality Council. I'm Alex McAvicka reporting for the Rural Radio Network.